Stop 10, Broad Meadow Brook and Stone Walls. About 30 feet ahead lies the shoreline of Broad Meadow Brook, the stream which runs north to south through the sanctuary. The large flat stones that form the brook crossing were probably brought here by oxen more than 100 years ago. The stone bridge and nearby walls have a story to tell. Once most of Massachusetts was cleared for agriculture. As the trees disappeared, their roots no longer held down soil, and stones that had been buried deep underground found their way upwards over time. To clear the fields, farmers used stones to line roads and fields, form cattle runs, or mark property boundaries. The sanctuary walls tell of land that once enclosed orchards, pastures, and perhaps a few crop fields. New England fences were made of stone, not by choice, but because wood was once scarce and rock was plentiful. Our rocky soil comes from glaciers that once covered this area under a mile of ice. The glaciers scraped chunks of granite from the bedrock as the ice flowed south, leaving them to lie miles away when the ice melted 12,000 years ago. These orphan rocks are called glacial erratics and make up stone walls and solitary borders characteristic of New England. Stone walls attract wildlife, providing hiding places large enough for a chipmunk to survey the landscape. Listen for rustlings that indicate the small animals in or near the wall. Look for bits of acorn shells heaped up on a rock. This is a midden, where the squirrels or chipmunk perches to eat. Broad Meadow Brook is about 20 feet wide at this point, 2 miles south from its beginnings in a small wetland surrounded by homes and businesses. The brook receives much of its water from neighborhood storm drains. Small streams feed the waterway once it enters the sanctuary. From this point, the brook flows south under Route 20, eventually feeding into Dorothy Pond in Millbury and then the Blackstone River. In other places, the brook flows quietly through open wetlands, sometimes in a straight channel, sometimes meandering through a marshland. But here it's bounded by forest and forced to flow around rocks and boulders. Fallen trees span the brook, creating alternating pockets of deep pools and shallow water that harbor fish, tadpoles, and larval salamanders. Caddisfly larvae hide under the flat rocks, spinning nets to catch small bits of food carried along in the current. This small brook supports many different kinds of life, from insects to crayfish, frogs, fish, beavers, and even river otters. Herons come to the open wetlands above and below this shady crossing, drawn by the frogs and small fish they can feast on. Listen a while. What is the brook doing today? Does it gurgle or rumble? Or perhaps it's quiet and singing softly. Smell the damp earth, and we invite you to sit on a nearby bench or on the cool rocks of the stone bridge, enjoying the shade and listening to the water pass by.
Travel directions to stop 11. You have reached the furthest part of the sensory trail. To travel to the next stop, turn around to put the rope on your right and retrace your steps, walking carefully on the uneven surface. The next stop is 11.